This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Earlier this same lifetime, I worked at WFNX in Lynn. The radio station has been defunct for a few years, but in its heyday, in the 1980s and 90s, this small alternative rock station made a lot of noise. I worked alongside Julie Kramer, a DJ and an accomplished photographer. She documented the steady stream of musicians who came calling. The photos collected dust in her basement until now. This afternoon, in Lynn, she's opening an exhibit, Basement Archives, The Ghosts of WFNX. I caught up with Julie in that basement as we looked through photos, and she reflected on those ghosts.
The ghosts of FNX, because these are people who went through the walls, and the people who are going to be there also went through the walls. And it's something that isn't anymore, that's from the past, but still lurking around in the shadows. I've been looking so long at these pictures of you that I almost believe that they're real. Yeah, you know, we were the soundtrack to people's lives, and they were the soundtrack to ours. And these musicians, they were the soundtrack to people's growing up. And FNX back in the day, which is kind of where this show is about, were really a bunch of kids playing new music, pushing the envelope, total underdogs in the market and radio scene, but made an impression on people, on bands, and the music scene itself, and was sort of on the forefront of what was then called alternative music. It literally was a bunch of kids just running wild, super creative, for the love of music. And that's why I think all the bands loved it and loved always coming back. We got to let love rule. Well, I always had a camera on me. It's like you just kind of hung out with people, and then you'd be like, can I take your picture? And they'd be like, sure. And then they would do all kinds of fun things, and you'd take their picture. So the photograph I have of Lenny Kravitz, this was his first promo tour. He had carrots in his pocket so he could have a snack that he brought with him. It was before his record came out, before he was like Lenny Kravitz. This was just some young cat coming to Lynn for an interview with like some carrots. So a lot of these bands would come out and they would hang out. We would go out to eat. We would chill with them. Sometimes we'd go for a ride around Nahant. I mean, we sort of just had fun. It was all about fun. I love Iggy Pop, the shots I have of Iggy Pop. There's a number of them. The one in He Saw the Carmagee, it's a convertible. And he was like, oh, and he just jumped right in. And before you know it, I'm on the hood taking the photographs. I am a passenger. And the Nana Cherry ones I love. She just radiated like sort of beauty and calm. And I almost want to say namaste when I look at her, because she just like, I felt like she was looking into my soul. You know, Brian Ferry hanging out by his limo and just chilling and having a good time. We always would walk around Lynn because it was so spooky, scary, and dirty. The Chili Peppers in the Capitol Diner. All right, so the Capitol Diner has been there forever. And I guess after the long drive to Lynn, bands were hungry. So we would go to the diner, the Chili Peppers. I remember the drummer Chad got scallops, and I thought, what a weird thing to get at a diner. Give it away, give it away, give it away now. Give it away, give it away, give it away now. Give it away, give it away. Joe Strummer, like, came in with his guitar and, like, put it in the trash can. John Lydon, otherwise known as Johnny Rotten, came a number of times. So you had better do what you were told. You better listen to the radio. Urge Overkill hanging out. Elvis Costello. Oh, there's so many! Goodness gracious, John Doe. The Mike Ness series I love as well. Mike Ness is the singer of Social Distortion. He did a whole series of him showing me all of his tattoos. You get some nice pictures of his tats that he was super duper proud of. Story of my life. Story of my life. what a moment in time. I think if you lived through that scene then, I mean, the picture of the Mighty Mighty Bosstones, look at how young Dickie Barrett is. He looks like a little baby. I mean, adorable. So I think when you look at the photos, you'll remember your youth and how much fun we had. And, you know, again, it's just a slice of life, slice of life and time. I just feel like people had a good time. It was a different time then. You know, it was a very exciting forward momentum of a whole music scene that became a genre, which isn't even anymore. There really isn't any alternative terrestrial radio station. There isn't a whole alternative movement anymore. So, you know, things change. But I captured just a small segment of it.
Julie Kramer's exhibit, Basement Archives, opens this afternoon at the Factory in Lynn. To see some of the photos, go to WBUR.org.